This is SDPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Religious leaders from across the state are showcasing various faiths that exist in South Dakota. The first ever Interfaith Day was held in the Capitol Rotunda on the second legislative day in 2018. That's today. One lawmaker calls it a political move. Here's SDPB's Lee Stribinger.
For as long as Lutheran Bishop David Zelmer of Sioux Falls can recall, there's always been a Lutheran Day at the state capitol and pier. But this year, members from the state's Muslim, Buddhist, Baha'i, Roman Catholic, and Episcopalian faiths joined Lutherans in Interfaith Day. Zelmer says different religious groups are getting picked on in South Dakota. He says that's inappropriate.
Part of it is just knowing who our neighbors are and having some appreciation for them. I mean, we built this state with people from all over the world, and we continue to do that.
But the event was not without contention. Some lawmakers are calling for a working group to assess the state's cost of immigrant and refugee resettlement into South Dakota. That call is spearheaded by State Senator Neil Tapio. Speaking to reporters near the event, Tapio says Interfaith Day is politically motivated.
We have a domestic threat that's going on right here in our country. Refugee resettlement and interfaith dialogue is a part of a war. It's a silent part. It's a part about taking away the Christian fabric of our nation. Now, some people are okay with that. That's their prerogative. But there's American patriots that want to fight.
Tapio is rumored to run for South Dakota's lone U.S. House of Representatives seat. Secretary of State Chantel Krebs and Dusty Johnson, who is the former chief of staff to Governor Dugard, are also vying for the seat on the Republican ticket. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Scherpinger in Pierre.
There's a winter weather advisory in effect for all of South Dakota except for the far southwestern quarter tonight. Winter weather advisories East River extend through tomorrow. You're with SDPP.